This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Zelensky was the hardest working man in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, making the rounds, beginning with the U.S. Congress.
We spoke about a lot of different questions. We were happy that senators, the Congress, White House, really United States, of course, first of all, people of America really support us. We supported from the first days of full-scale war, and now together with us, and we spoke about everything, about support, about the situation on the battlefield, about our plans. I can't share with media all the details, but I think we had very strong dialogue with senators.
Zelensky came to Washington on a crosstown blitz that includes a meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon, President Joe Biden at the White House, and address this evening at the National Archives Museum. Tensions up a notch Thursday between Canada and India.
If there is any country, if you're talking about reputational issues and reputational damage, if there's any country that needs to look at this, I think it is Canada and its growing reputation as a place, as a safe haven for terrorists, for extremists, and for organized crime.
Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman Arindam Bakhchi, who said that India's High Commission and consulates in Canada are now unable to review visa applications due to security threats. That announcement came hours after Canada's High Commission in India said it would temporarily adjust staff presence there. Bulgaria expelled the head of the Russian Orthodox Church in Sofia and two Bulgarian priests, alleging